decide whether I like those shell suits or not, really. I can't decide whether I like those shell suits or not. You know, sort of thing. No, I meant in general. I think. Well, I think a lot of them have, as Amy's got a hood, hasn't it? The CNA's had a lot when I went down there looking for some shoes for Amy. No, she wanted some flip flops, but they didn't have any there either. But they had a lot of shell suits because I thought they were skiing ones at first. I thought they were skiing ones at first, and then they were so thin. They're supposed to be quite warm, I think. I think they're windproof, aren't they? Oh, just watching.
Shall I get a chain that rings on the flip side?
No, I wouldn't worry.
What's
it? I wouldn't worry. I think they can sort it out. I don't think it's going to last her long because she pulls at it. Leave anything like that alone, does she?
What,
you know? Well, she fiddles with anything, doesn't she?
She got her front teeth yet?
Catherine? Oh, yeah. Before Amy. Amy Johnson's got a brace now. She doesn't speak very well with it.
She already?
Why? I don't know. Just a band, you know, round, like you had to begin with.
Oh.
But she lisps. In a way, she got. She doesn't talk very clearly. Well, she didn't have it last time I saw her, and she's got it now. And so she got it sometime this week. No. Catherine, I think everything's wine, isn't she? Oh, what?
Chris, did
you
say
anything about her place? No. No, I didn't realise that. I went and picked them up and I thought, oh, that's funny, I can't understand what Amy's saying very well. So I sort of glanced round and I could see the metal piece across. She's sort of lisping. Do you know we had trouble with Amy's t-shirt? You know, she's got a ballet tap dancing. They gave her one and it was age 9 to 11. They just said it was medium. We got home. Oh no, it was large child. We got home and Amy put it on. It came down nearly to her knees. I had to go back again and change it. And I said, no, she came with me. So she could try the new one on and make sure we got the right size. Well, because tap is black and red, isn't it?
What's ballet?
Pink. I'm not allowed to wear them for ballet.
Why didn't she have a white one?
Well, they said she needed a red one for tap. She'd rather have had a white one. But they said if she wanted to wear it for tap, she got to have red. Didn't see much point in buying it. Perhaps the white ones are for modern or something.
They all had them in the mixed tap class after I left.
Make a good teacher, ain't you?
Yeah.
No, she's after the cat. You looked a bit better when you came up. I wouldn't today. I should stay in today because it's cold. Let's hope it's nicer tomorrow and you feel better and then you can. Help. What do you think? Wait, it wouldn't work. No, it's not wide enough. I think you'll have to bide your soul in patience. I think your room will look rather nice when it's all done.
Yeah.
You going to have a green carpet?
Pale green. Same colour as the leaves.
Have one like Amy's. Green. Quite a nice one. No.
Do I look better?
Yes, because the wallpaper's gone up better. I don't like Amy's wallpaper. I can see all the drawings. She doesn't seem to mind them. I like Amy's. It's just that the wallpaper didn't go on very well. This is proper paper and it sticks better. No, this is vinyl. And, wouldn't stick, it was hopeless. Sounds like it. In which case, I think Amy ought to have Amy, I should go and put a anorak on. Right, yes.
So this bit then can go up here then.
The loo and get that sorted out. Yes? No, not yet. It's not going to be cooked for another hour. What with them? Oh, they just had a whole new dark bedroom suite. Oh, then I assumed he's getting paid. I'm going to lap that over. He did his own decorating. You're not getting as much at this new job. That mean the car goes back on?
No, I think he says the new car has taken over the car lease.
Oh. He won't have a second-hand one. Oh, a new one. No, not really. Why did you undo it? Oh, well, I've been new BMW is something like 17,000. What, than a new one?
Yeah.
I quite like Audi. Managed to drop this perpendicular one on your own, do you?
Yeah, pretty
good,
eh?
No, I'm not sure. No, it isn't, is it?
What?
I mean, that's not in line with that.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Look at the creases as they're coming. I think it's straight. It's sort of that much out, I think. These aren't so far out. That one is. That one's alright. Not very easy there. Alright. There's too many things in the way, aren't there? No, I want these. I don't want those ones really.
If you just cut it, that's all you need to do. You don't have to cut it out.
Oh. an awful one to do for the first one, isn't it? Really, it'd have been better start. I mean, is that straight? You can't just pull that across, I mean that's a long way out. It's wrong, as from there, that's where it starts to go wrong. Here, isn't it? What you should have done is you've done the next one and done the drop down there and then matched it all up backwards, isn't it? I don't think it'd be a bad idea. I don't think I can match this one up, do you? I mean, that's never going to go straight and it's going to put the whole lot out, isn't it? Be easier, wouldn't it? You can match it better. Well, I'm trying to match the pattern. I've got enough length here if you match the pattern at the top.
Yeah.
I mean, it's difficult to match it because it's not stuck at the bottom.
Yeah.
Thank you. Pardon? I can see that throwing the whole thing out, can't you? This is just I mean, then if it goes up straight, the rest will be easy. If it doesn't, the rest will be awful. Start this then.
Or something.
Sue said they were thinking of paying something off the mortgage. Don't know. Mind you, think the new job would give them a mortgage. Yeah, I mean, lots of people couldn't afford to pay it all off.
Saying he doesn't know any company miles, so he's into the.
He doesn't even take it.
No. Into the.
Very highest, is he?
Highest, yeah, and he's got 2.3 litres.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't sort of tried at all, has he? This one up to it. Well, it doesn't matter too much, except we'd have to take this other one off. 1027 falling slowly. Well, you've got to take the other one off anyway, haven't you?
Yeah. 5 left. We've got the brush.
last week was in Rough Wales, England tomorrow. And it's that little green pub in many places.
That's
so
right.
First of all, taking
Yeah,
down the
that's all right, isn't it?
Sunshine.
That's
And then Bristol is a dry night. And generally a lot of rain too, but there'll be some rain and cloud, and where it happens tends to fall quite sharply. They could get to as low as 3 or 4 Celsius, that's the upper 30 Fahrenheit, and that can be low enough for ground drop. So it looks most likely to be in England, but I think it's really only in the most frost-prone localities that that will be any problem. There will be an increase in cloud generally from the northwest into the night.
Right,
and
so should I cut it round there?
Rain out of Wales and of North England.
Careful what you touch.
Tomorrow then, for England and Wales, some southeastern areas may be bright for times in the morning, but
careful
cloud will
touch.
Be increasing. And for most of England and Wales, it's really going to be quite a dull and cold day. Top temperatures only 11 or 12 Celsius below 50 Fahrenheit. And many places will have some rain. Now, that rain is likely to be affecting the more northern part of England and the part of Wales during the morning. And then spread down to the more southern areas in the afternoon. It does look as though the rain is going to be fairly patchy, but one of the places it has fairly lengthy perhaps some heavy rain perhaps heavy in the most. So, some rain for most of them. Winds tomorrow fairly light. Now, in Scotland and Northern Ireland, and here is the extent of the night. Ground frost in southern Scotland, but cloud will be increasing, and some of the most common in particular, and Northern Ireland might have some rain later in the night. That rain will continue to surprise things tomorrow morning, but it will quickly become drier and brighter during the day over most of Scotland and Northern Ireland. Quite a cold day, though, temperature about 10
yeah,
or more, but yet parts of southern of Scotland and Northern Ireland could get to 14 or 15 Celsius, near 16
that be done?
But the northerly wind will be chilly. Now back to Bill Bennett.
With a look at some of the highlights of this Saturday night on Radio 4. We're sitting just under 2 hours behind.
Oh, good. I thought I'd got another one. The other one's completely in the other. Right.
Then there's a girl, Swan. She lit the match.
Right, so if I cut the top of this.
Yeah.
No, I think we'll have to take the other one off and paste it. Well, you're sitting it as well.
Speaking volumes on the Côte d'Azur. One of them, Bertha Mathieu, remembers how wartime life there could sometimes be tough.
We had nothing to eat, you see, because they don't grow anything except flowers. Well, we couldn't feed on flowers. We fed on peaches for the whole summer. The last summer of the war, we fed on peaches. That's all we had. I wrote a volume of poems during the war.
You should have got just about round the bed, haven't you?
Thank you. Ambassador's number that Alexander Vesnevsky have reached agreement in principle on the outstanding problems over the Treaty of After talks in the Portuguese capital, Lisbon, the two men said the stage is now set for a superpower summit, possibly in a few weeks' time. When the news reached America, it was welcomed by President Bush, speaking at the West Point Military Academy. The United States and the Soviet Union, not many hours ago, resolved our differences on the CFE treaty.
Right. We've got to take these off, haven't we?
Superpower summit. And I congratulate our Secretary of State, our Secretary of the Soviet Union, Ms. Merkel, and all involved. This is important to world peace, and I'm glad to make this announcement right here at West Point.
The essential focus in the other treaty was signed. Do you think we can get it back on again without me? Have you finished with that brush? Better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Couldn't do it the other way around, could you?
Rolled down east towards the military base, where it smashed through the fence and exploded. The Northern Ireland
doesn't, does it? Whenever they seem to find these bodies, it's always the person who's missing. No surprise. Sounds fairly black for him.
Wider issues which had already been touched upon.